What if I'll never get this job? Or what if I lose my job? What if I'll never amount to anything in life? What if I'm really not good enough? What if I'm really stupid? What if I'm gonna fall sick and die soon? What if, what if, what if? Anxiety is that loop of what ifs that keep us awake in the middle of the night. It is always taking us away from the only place where we can live. Right here, right now. Anxiety is taking us always in the future, making us worry about something that might not even happen ever. But it is the fear, the overthinking of that anticipation of that future that may or may not happen. But we sicken our body and mind right here, right now. Anxiety is not happening only in the mind, it's happening in the body also. Too much excessive release of cortisol, excessive release of adrenaline, it breaks havoc in our body. If you have anxiety for a long term, then it becomes the cause of a lot of diseases, many diseases. So don't even think that anxiety is just related to your mind. It's as much physiological as it is psychological. Yes, it is starting in your mind, but your body is dragged along with your mind into that future that we haven't seen yet, that actually doesn't really exist. So, first thing first, anxiety takes us away from the present moment, and the release of anxiety is possible only in the present moment. So we need to learn how to become present, how to come into the now, how to expand it. There are a few things that I could tell you that have worked for me, but before I start, I want to tell you that the microphone got discharged. I didn't check if it was charged or not. So sometimes if there is a gust of wind, you might not hear me so well. So I apologize for that already. And I am on my bike today, thought of going on a long ride, and I've gotten myself a bit worked up. So I'm just walking a bit, and I thought I will record a video. And it's also natural for me actually to walk and talk with the camera in portrait mode. So this is something that I need to know from you, if that's okay for you to watch the video in portrait mode. The way to be in the present moment is to be mindful of the now, is to become aware of your breathing, is to become aware of the sound, the sensations, the very routine, mundane things that are happening at any given time. There are so many mindfulness practices, so many yoga, meditation. There are many practices. You could also indulge yourself into the activities that you really enjoy, such as dancing, walking, running, drawing, writing. But you need to realize that it is in the present moment. The more you engage 100% fully with all your, you know, heart and soul, the more you can push away the anxiety. Of course, there are many other things that you can do or that you need to understand that I'm going to talk about now. But this is the most important thing. First thing first is that we all need to learn how to live in the here and now. We need to realize that this is the only place where life is happening. Nowhere else. All the anxiety is in the head. All the anxiety, of course, as I said, too much anxiety is stored in the body as well, but it's coming from the head. So doing yoga, doing exercises, doing any form of things, practices that bring you in the present moment are going to be really good for you. And I see that this path is ending here, so I should go back. All right. Another thing is nutrition. Something that we smart people ignore so much. If you are properly hydrated, if you are sleeping well enough, you will notice that after a good night of sleep, the next day your efficiency is high. Your mood is better. On the contrary, if you are not sleeping well, you are easily irritable. Things are bothering you so much easily. So keep yourself hydrated, sleep well, make a routine for yourself in which your body and mind are taken care of. You will see that when your organs are healthy, when you are taking care of the basics, the fundamentals of your life, the thoughts that were seeming so powerful and so bothersome before, they lose that power. They're not that intense anymore. In an unhealthy body, in an unhealthy body mind, all kind of thoughts become so bothering because we are not feeling powerful, we are not feeling confident, and a good nutrition, a good lifestyle definitely, you know, definitely gives you that energy, that power, that courage to deal with whatever it is that is that has been bothering you. Anxiety also feeds on repetitive thoughts, the same thought coming again and again and again. And in this moment, in these moments, these anxious thoughts that are just fears, they begin to appear as if these are the truths. So we need to break these, break the pattern, break the loop of this continuous same thinking repeating again and again, by challenging it, by asking it if it is absolutely true what I'm thinking. If you think that you are worthless and you're not good at your skills, is it really true? Can you remind yourself of some moments when the same skills actually helped you and made you feel confident? Can you think what is the best that can happen instead of always thinking what is the worst that can happen? Will it matter to me in 5 years? All these, and you won't be able to do it all the time, but whenever you are able to do it, do it. Challenge your thoughts when you're anxious. It might break a little, it might bring a little break to that rhythm of consistent overthinking, and there might be something very useful. Another thing I would tell you is that I've done a lot in my life, still keep doing, is to expose yourself to the fears that you've been running away from. Maybe not all in at a time, depending on how much risk appetite and courage you can muster, but definitely go after your fears. Ask yourself, what am I resisting? And then go after it. The more you do it, the more the fear loses its grip on you. So don't keep running away, because if you keep running away, it will just keep becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. It will become a big demon. Now it's a small one. So get up and muster some courage and go after one thing. Just pick one thing at a time. Go after it. You might surprise yourself. No, not might. You will definitely surprise yourself by realizing that how much more stronger you are than you think, how much more capable you are than you give yourself credit for. So that's something really important. Another thing I would say that I keep saying a lot, also a big part of my lifestyle, is to maintain, or at least keep reminding yourself, of the eagle's eye perspective, of the bird eye perspective. Don't keep looking at life from this little ant who is only looking right what is ahead of her and cannot look far, cannot think of a big picture, is only worried about what is happening in the moment. Every little detail is bothering her. Become the bird. Fly, soar above the clouds, go up in the sky and look at all your little problems that you can't even see properly, and see the big picture. Maybe it's very morbid to think that, yeah, it's all gonna end one day, but even this thought is enough for me to not worry about every little thing. Why worry about everything if nothing matters in a grand scale, or everything is going to, you know, wipe itself off in the face of eternity? I don't know, it could be anything. God is going to take care of everything. I don't have to worry about it. If this is how the universe decided to bring me into this life or put me into this perspective, then in time, when the time is right, the universe will take care of everything. These are some of the examples of a big picture of the bird eye perspective. So remind yourself of that. Be in that perspective whenever you are too stuck in the immediate. The child in you never dies. It just gets ignored. Keep that inner child alive. When you were a little child, it was more important for you to play than it was for you to win or lose. Now somehow it has become so important what the outcome will be. But before, as a child, you were just happy to be in the now, be present. And of course, you were sad when you lost and happy when you won, but you forgot about it the next day or in the next game. And you just started every time afresh, every time as if everything was done for the first time ever. And that is so important, to keep the inner child alive, to not become so heavy in life and take everything so seriously. Remember, try to remind yourself how you were as a child, or if you cannot remember, look at other children who are playing around you, if they are still playing and not on their screens. And you will see that this is our nature. Then we are conditioned differently, but you can definitely, it's a pattern, right? So you can definitely remind yourself and be like a child. Another thing I would say is that anxiety is not necessarily something so bad. It can be used as a fuel to, as an energy source to be channelized into being creative. You could move that anxious energy into a dance, into a journal, into a book, into your runs, into whatever that you like. You can think of this energy that, you know, just bubbles up in your whole body and do something out of it. Channelize it into a creative outlet. And eventually, I would only say is that my job is to talk, your job is to believe that you can do it, that it is possible. But only you can do it. You have to take action. You have to believe that there is a possibility of an action. You know, if you're so much into spirituality and you believe as a truth that you don't exist, you are just an illusion, then it might also take you into a negative direction. I've talked about this in one of our previous videos. But you have to somehow feed the ego in a way that it adds to the play of life and not works negatively. Otherwise, ego is not necessarily a negative function. It's just a function. It's up to us if we make it negative or positive. So even though you realize that there is no you inside, but if acting as if there is a you inside and you can change your anxiety into a peaceful present living, then why not? In the end, you have to decide who you are. You have to decide who you want to become. Your belief will change what you become. And I would say that if you have been to therapy, if you are into it or been to therapy before, don't let those labels define you. I've seen personally people who wear their anxiety labels that they get from the therapist as a badge of honor. Don't let that label define you. Just because a lot of people struggle with stress and anxiety, don't let it become your normal. Don't accept it as a normal human condition. You can accept that you are going through that, but you don't have to let that label define you. I'm saying it three times already now. You can decide, you can choose who you want to be. And of all the things that I've already said, you can just do a few things or one thing at a time, like staying with your breath for 30 seconds, or just walking without a phone, without music, or, you know, getting up early in the morning and doing some yoga, doing some any form of exercise. I'm not saying do yoga only, do whatever that works for you. I like yoga because it's such a beautiful feeling and energy that I can align my body with my breath and become more and more aware, and I can feel the anxiety. I move slowly, mindfully, and I can feel the anxious energy in different parts of my body. So whatever is stuck in the head, as if stuck in the head, I can feel it in my body, and that's very important for me. That's why I do advocate yoga. But I understand that not everyone likes it, not everyone has to like it. Whatever floats your boat, whatever helps you. So I wish you all the best. Take good care of yourselves. And I love you.